This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh my God, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey apps. Free Odyssey app. Just one Odyssey app. We're live on YouTube too. That's not an Odyssey app, but it is another app you can watch us on. Can't watch us on the Odyssey app, you just listen. Anyway, you all know that already. We're about to do Never Read the Comments. And Anthony, you just told me a story that happened during the break that I feel like you never read the comments did Danny Ruye in real life.
Yeah, sadly.
So how did it come up? So the question was, when was Danny Ruye born?
So no. So my brother had sent me a song. This is an oldie but goodie. Craig, I'm not sure. Do you know what an oldie but goodie is?
Yeah, it's an older song that's good.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Like what? So, how many more people do you want to insult today? You got Danny's age and my intelligence. What's going to be your trifecta?
All right. So Danny thought it was a song from 2004. So I want to go check the song, and the song that I'm talking about is Straight from the Heart by Confunction. And it came out in January 1st, 1981. So I look up to Danny, and I'm like, is this song as old as you? And then he was like, it's younger. And I was like, younger? And then, so I'm like, 1980? And then he raises his eyebrow and tells me to, like, essentially keep going. So I'm like, 1979? And he said, yep. And I said, damn, you are one old mother, you know, yeah. And then, I made him feel a little bad. So I apologize.
You think?
I apologize, sir.
You think? Jesus.
I didn't know he was that
damn,
old.
You said.
I didn't know.
I mean, in some ways, it's a compliment. He clearly looks younger.
Yeah, he does.
Acts younger. Oh. Also, I just figured out all the Wizards' problems. Danny Ruye was born. 1979. Sorry, Danny. We're going to have to exterminate you. The good thing is your basketball team might finally win. All right. That was a joke, everybody. That was a joke. All right. Let's get to it. It's time for Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, we take the show, we take the best of it, we put it on YouTube on demand. You can also rewatch the entire thing live at the Team 980, but you can also check out at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980 clips from the show. Also, we got some comments from some of Take Command this week as well. Full episodes also available at the Team 980 and clips at Craig Hoffman. Starting with this one, Anthony, someone was watching the show, and someone, again, I just read the comments and read the screen names. At Excuse the Hebrew says, Anthony bleaching his skin or is the light right over his head?
Bleaching my skin is crazy.
I guess the camera must have been really washed out one day. I never think it's that bad.
Yeah, I think it's right here.
It's actually right there. Yeah. And I responded from the Team 980. So secret's out on this particular comment. This was the genius of your boy. I go, nah, it's just his aura.
There we go. I'm aura farming. That's what the young guys say now.
Yeah.
Aura farming.
kind of, I feel like counterintuitive. I don't need to break down Gen Z slang because I'm just going to wind up sounding old. But like the whole thing about Aura is you kind of got it or you don't.
Yeah.
I'm farming it. Come on, well, kids.
Yeah.
anyway, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on.
Yeah, see, kids got to learn. Alex Ruckus, 3704, was watching one of our segments where I talked about playing Madden, Anthony. And actually, this was with Logan. I think I was describing something that happened in my franchise mode. And Alex said, I would watch Craig play Madden if he started a channel.
Uh-oh, so are you going to start that channel?
I feel like that's a bad idea. Not necessarily from a content standpoint. I do think it's a bad idea in my own home.
The thing is, you could turn off your mic.
Oh, no, again, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, okay.
I am worried about my wife going, hey, can you not?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Which, like, I would like to be... And also, by the way, I would like... If I was just a single dude with nothing to do, I probably would have started doing that by now, frankly. Because, like, playing Madden, talking football, like, that'd be a fun way and a productive way, potentially, to spend some of my time. But I have a wife and I have friends and I have people that are not on the internet that I would like to spend time with. So sorry, Alex Ruckus, the Madden channel is going to have to not happen for right now. All right. As for real football players, Anthony Haney, one of our topics of the week was on Luke McCaffrey. We got a mailbag question that blew up on Take Command about whether or not the way it was phrased was, could Luke McCaffrey ever be a wide receiver too? And I took that question to be like, could he play outside versus, speaking of Madden, that's actually how it came up, was like outside versus inside. Are you talking about him being a Z receiver or an X receiver? Are you talking about him being a second best target on a team? And like, those are different things. But it sparked a whole round of debate about Luke and kind of where he is. The one thing I can tell you about Luke McCaffrey after going to minicamp the other day, or OTAs the other day, he's wearing number 11 now, not number 12. So I don't know what that means, what that's worth, but it's a fact, inarguable, about Luke McCaffrey. But Ryan DeLeon 222 says, Jalen Lane is the replacement for the missing on Luke McCaffrey. There's a reason Luke doesn't get the ball. Bud 3812 says, I think Luke is going to evolve into a spot player. Debo and Luke do the same thing. Debo does them a little better. With Gallup and Brown, Luke will have a hard time finding the field. And then Mr. 921 Kevin says, this is a big year for Luke. He has to ball out. I think there's shreds of truth in all of these and also entirely missing the point with all of these. Like, Luke McCaffrey's not a bust. He was a marginal contributor in year one as a borderline third, fourth round pick. He was a compensatory pick in the third round. So you're much closer to being an early fourth than you are a mid third. Okay. So that's thing one. He was good as a kick returner. He had some nice time on offense from a couple of nice screen passes throughout the years. He did some nice blocking work at times. There are times like he's running clear out routes and stuff and does a good job with that, where he's not designed to get the ball. And yes, there was also times where he could have been part of the progression and Jaden didn't throw him the ball for whatever reason. He also had some big third down conversions in a couple games earlier in the year that people just tend to forget about. But ultimately, I think the funniest thing and like the best back and forth I had in the comments this week about Luke McCaffrey was someone was like, you know, giving the whole bust, whatever. And I was like, it's like you watched Diami Brown have a breakout season in year four and thus keep Luke off the field. And you forgot in doing that, as you watch Diami Brown do this, that players can get better. What makes a first-round pick a first-round pick is they have a high ceiling and a high floor. Every time you peel back one of those, either you drop what the player is capable of or you drop the floor out and kind of where they are right now as a player. They drop around in the draft. Luke McCaffrey's ceiling is actually decently high based off his athletic profile. He is 6'1", 6'2". He ran a 4.46 40. He had a really good 10-yard split. Like, athletically, from a juice standpoint, he's not 4.3 fast, but he is 4.46 fast, and that's pretty quick. He plays really hard. He studies really hard. He works really hard. That puts a certain floor underneath him. he's also been playing the position for a year and a half, 2 years, because he was a quarterback first. So he's got a lot to learn and very little feel for what it means to be an NFL receiver. You put all that together, and he's a mid-round pick, which is exactly what he was, who's going to take some time to reach whatever ceiling he can be. That is the type of archetype of player that I feel like players struggle, or fans struggle the most, because either you're great or you suck. And people forget that there is this world in between of both inconsistency and improvement that happen together at the same time. Hopefully more improvement, less inconsistency over time. And I feel like that is the distinctive bucket that Luke McCaffrey is in right now. And you're just going to like, that is the reality. You're going to have to deal with it. And if your brain is either on sucks is bust or is awesome, you need to, we need to start wiring a third setting in there.
Yeah, I think the development piece is very important to raise, just because, again, he's only been playing it for so long. And last year, I guess, you know, he got to sit behind some vets and learn from those guys. And I think even in the opportunities that he had last year, he got open a lot of the times. And it was more so Jaden sort of kind of like missed him.
Well, it's not miss him, right? And there's some underlying, this was what part of what we did in the segment, right, is – some of the underlying data on Luke is misleading if you don't have the context. Data is always only as valuable as the people who are interpreting it and the people who understand it. So if you're Luke McCaffrey and you are the check down on a play, and you basically, like, you're lining up in like a nub split, you're on the end of the line of scrimmage, you're the guy that Cliff has decided, we're in 11 personnel, so we got one tight end, one running back, three receivers, and we're going to chip. Well, we got a tight end on one side. We need someone else on the other. Maybe Luke's the other chip guy. And now, after you chip, and it's third and 12, you drop out into the flat. All of the defense has dropped to 12 yards because they've dropped to the sticks. You're sitting there in the flat on your own. You're open by 10 yards at the line of scrimmage on third and 12. Or at 2 yards past the line of scrimmage on third and 12. In the data, that goes in as you have 10 yards of separation. Sick. I'm wide open. You're useless. Like, you can get the ball, but you're going to get tackled. You're going to meet halfway. You're going to get tackled for a gain of six, and it's going to be fourth and six, and Tressway is going to come out and punt. So Jaden's not necessarily looking your direction. Is that Jaden's fault? No. Is it Luke's fault? No. Does it go in the data? Yes. And so are there specific plays last year where Luke is in the progression and open? Yes. Is the data inflated by the types of routes he ran and where he was in a lot of progressions? Also, yes. And that's an important caveat too, when people are like, he got open all the time, he just never got the ball. It's like, that doesn't really tell the whole story either. But he's also not a bust who sucks and is never open. Like, again, it's somewhere in between. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting back waiting for him to develop into, you know, what it's ultimately going to develop in. Again, he'll get his opportunity, and I'm sure he'll make the most of it.
Yeah, I would bet on Luke McCaffrey, because I bet on, and this is why when you talk about drafting the people, when Adam Peters is always like, we draft the person. You bet on Luke McCaffrey because you know how he's going to work, and he was there early all the time last year. You know, we heard in some of the early stories of him going with Jaden at 5:30 in the morning. Like, we know he's going to put in the work. Doesn't guarantee anything. But that's better than some guy who is maybe a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, a little more experienced, but isn't going to put in the work, and you know he's just never going to get there. At least Luke's got a shot. Mm-hmm. And that's what I got to say about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Other big topic this past week in the comments was our conversation that was sparked by Kevin Sheehan's conversation of the running back room. Do the Commanders need an upgrade at running back? Mr. Roger 79. I think we should try and get Nick Chubb because I don't trust Brian Robinson. Then you have G-Man 8230 says the B-Rob disrespect is confusing to me. He had a 4.3 yards per carry behind a below average O-line. We would be wise not to take that for granted. Some of the where the trust is and isn't is quite funny to me. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination you can't upgrade over Brian Robinson Jr. He is a above average but not great NFL running back. Like, he's very good. I think he's very well-rounded. I think his hands are pretty good. He's done a much better job in the last couple of years continuing to develop as a pass protector, which is part of the job. He doesn't necessarily have home run speed for in the way that like a Saquon does, but you get it. He hits it clean. He can take it 40 yards. He did, what was that, the Tennessee game last year? Or what game was that?
I think that is Tennessee.
Yeah, I was like, did they play Tennessee last year? They did. Yeah, they did play Tennessee last year, and it was that Tennessee game. So, like, he had that big carry to start, you know, early in that game. So, like, Brian Robinson is a very, very good NFL running back, but he's not the best. At his peak, Nick Chubb was not the best, but he was better than what Brian Robinson was, or what Brian Robinson is. But that was 3 years and two knee injuries ago. Like, NFL running backs age. What goes bad faster than milk, Anthony?
A running back's lifespan in the NFL?
Age is like fruit. It's like 2 days and you're like, damn, this orange got mold on it already? Like, what are we doing? That is what NFL running back years are like. It's like, you know, dog years are 7-1. Like, running back years are like 3-4-1. Like, it is different because of the amount of contact you take, the hard cuts, all that kind of stuff. The being at the bottom of piles, like there's just a compounding nature to that position. And if you lose a half a step when everything is relying upon what you can do with the ball, it's different than even a wide receiver who you have route running savvy and timing, and like you can understand how to make up for that stuff. I think it's why corner's also a position that ages really poorly. Like, corner is probably the most important speed position because you have to react and then you have to have closing speed. And corners age terribly. Like, the corner cliff is so real. Dudes are good and then they stink. And it's a year apart with no downslope. It's just like, what happened to that guy? And that's why. And so I think that when we look at a guy like Chubb, I understand the idea conceptually, but it's just misaligned with the reality of how NFL running back works. And so when it's like, we should get Nick Chubb because I don't trust Brian Robinson. What makes you trust Nick Chubb? I don't get that. And then I think you get to this point from Bodhi Fatava, 7462. Thank you for bringing up opportunity cost, which, Anthony, we did in our running back segment because we're smart people. Thank you for bringing up opportunity cost. This is part of the calculus of building a team that nobody talks about, and it has to be considered for every move. Any GM worth the spit has to consider opportunity cost of every single move. Terry and a new contract has an opportunity cost. Upgrading the running back room has an opportunity cost. It isn't just why not give everyone everything and pick up every player that could help, because you can't. you have to build this crazy jigsaw puzzle, Frankenstein's monster roster, and hope the moves were the right ones and you didn't sell your future for your now. It's exactly right. Every rep that you give Nick Chubb to find out that he or what he is at this stage is one you could have given to Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt or Michael Wiley, guys that are in your building now, seventh rounder this year, undrafted free agent from last year. One that you could have given Brian Robinson to get better. Like, this is the problem with trying to balance, and I say the problem, the challenge, that's a better word for it, the challenge of balancing development and competition. You don't get a competition practice and a development practice. They're happening simultaneously, and you have to make decisions as a front office putting together a team, and especially in the NFL, where those roster spots not only are about, hey, how many running backs do we keep, but how many running backs we keep is correlated to how many tight ends we keep, which is might cost us a fifth safety, and we have special teams considerations for all of this. Like, it is, I think, more complex in the NFL than it is in any other sport. And so there are opportunity costs to all of this. It's the same reason why you can't just say, like, go get Marshawn Lattimore. We don't know if he's going to work out. Go get Jalen Ramsey. With what draft capital? They don't have any left. Trey Hendrickson would love to have him. They don't have the draft capital. They made decisions on Laremy Tunsil. Does that mean I want to give up Laremy Tunsil for Trey Hendrickson? No. I'm very happy to have Laremy Tunsil here. Would rather have Tunsil than Hendrickson, especially at the cost that both of them were happening at. But when you decide to go get Tunsil, you basically give up on Hendrickson. And so all these moves are related, and to pretend like they're not, I think, is to miss an enormous point, Ant.
Yeah, when we had this discussion last week about the running back room, again, like, it would have been a terrible use of capital, you know, taking Merritt Kroski and then going out and getting another free agent running back. One, because it sort of kind of sends a message to your room that, all right, this guy might, you know, just be our starter, essentially, just because we're bringing him in, we're signing him to a contract. And granted, he might not, you know, demand $4 or $5 or like $8 million, but still, it's still money against the cap kind of thing. And if you think he's better than what we currently have in-house, then I still just view it as poor use or poor misuse of what we already have.
I mean, the thing is, a seventh round pick is only so much. They have the cap space. Like, it honestly wouldn't even bother me on that front. To me, it really is about the opportunity cost and, like, what's available, which, like, gets to this question from Mortus Flos 240. God, crush that. Do I want an elite running back on the Commanders? Yes. Is there one available at this particular moment? No. Bingo. And so what do? You improve the systems around it. You improve what you can. Hip Nip One Son. I just read him, Anthony. I just read him. Hip Nip One Son. Having a better offensive line should result in a better run game. Our O-line last year was average at best. It should be much better this year, no matter how the component parts line up. And that's correct. Like, if Tunsil is better than Coleman, and Coleman is better than Allegretti, and Biotish is Biotish, and Cosme eventually comes back, and Connerly or whoever is better at right tackle, and Wiley, and, you know, with better pieces around him, or Connerly or Wiley at left guard or right guard, however it comes. Nate Erbig is floating around. Like, however it comes together, if that group is better and the offense as a whole is better, the running backs will perform better. Like, if the pass offense is better and teams have to respect that more, if Debo does the Debo stuff, like, there's going to be better production from the running backs, even if the running backs themselves aren't performing even at a much higher level. They're just able to get more out of it. All right, last but not least here on Never Read the Comments before Clinton Yates joins us coming up at 6 o'clock, talking a little Nationals. DMB's Finest 301. You and me, Craig, Oklahoma drill. Winner gets your radio show. That seems ridiculous. Why would I do that? One, I don't know how big this person is and if I could take them in an Oklahoma drill. Two, nobody does the Oklahoma drill anymore. Three, I already have my radio show. Anthony.
Sounds like you have a lot more to lose than he does.
Do you want to fight for your wallet?
No.
Why not?
It's mine.
Yeah, you've already won.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. DMV's finest 301. What kind of fool do you take me for?
Does he have some type of vendetta against you or something? Like,
I don't know. If you want a radio show, sorry. I think a lot of people in my comments this week are mad that they don't have my job.
Or does he want to just take you one-on-one in an Oklahoma drill?
Maybe. I'm like, if so, what did I do to you?
True.
Why do you want to get beat in an Oklahoma drill? Oh! I don't know. It's Friday. It's 5:53 p.m. You get what you get. What you get next is Clinton Yates. Thanks for all the comments this week. As always, you can lead yours. Leave yours at Craig Hoffman at the team 980. We get back Yates on this Nat story that's been bubbling up all week long here on the team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.